I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Ladies and gentlemen, the studio, we're out here. The whole squad. Jaren Mullins is here. Buddy of mine. How should I introduce you? Buddy of mine, singer-songwriter, fellow Nashville. If you look at your Instagram, there's a lot of things that we have in common. Okay. Obviously, country music. I saw there's the NASCAR photo. Where's that last year?
Less common. That was the first race I ever been to.
But you're wearing a Dale Earnhardt hat.
I am absolutely not. That's a Richard Petty. That's the Dick Petty. That's a Dick Petty OG.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Where'd you get that?
I have a buddy named Moon.
Dick Petty.
Did Love you meet Moon.
I don't think I met him.
You didn't meet him that night at the morning thing?
Yeah, I might have. Oh, Nico Moon? Oh, isn't that a guy?
No, he was my plus one.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he can do that.
His grandpa, this is grandpa's hat. His grandpa just passed away and he brought it up last week. And
so that's like
the hottest item I've ever seen. It's like from the OG 70s. It's got the shiny.
Well, don't you ever look at somebody's like what they're wearing? Is like, is that like, this is a Davey Allison shirt. This is original too. That's like, but you see this, like now you would see this in Target. But that, you know what I'm saying? But it comes all the way back around. So you go, hey, I got this. This is the original from the 70s versus we're trying to make it look like.
And they're doing such a good job that we have to do the thing where it's like, no, this is a.
No, guys, you can't get this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to make sure. And where'd you get those boots? That's what we like to do on podcasts, like audio podcasts. We like to talk about visual things. Yeah, so everybody listening is like, we have no idea.
These are my Pride and Joys, my PJs.
Yeah, dude, those are nice.
Thank you so much.
Is this with snake skin?
100%. You know what kind of snake it is?
No.
I was asking. I don't.
No.
Been looking for somebody to identify these for years.
That's right.
Wait, I got a pair of Flames boots. I bought them on Broadway. That's not how you should do it, right? That's like a Richard Petty Target shirt. That's what I did. I bought a pair of cowboy boots on Broadway.
Nice. So you had some Croc boots.
Yeah, I got those. Those are exclusive.
Wow.
Oh, I got some new.
Those made or did they sell those for real?
I had them made by a guy on Instagram. Yeah. They're pretty fresh though. Jaren Mullins, baby, in the studio. We got a lot of tour dates coming up in March. We're going to Albuquerque, El Paso, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth, Fayetteville, Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, St. Louis, and Fayetteville, Arkansas, baby. We'll get to the rest of those later. But yeah, full stack of lineup, unbelievable shows this weekend.
You're busy.
Yeah. Do you go out much?
In like where?
And
out of
play?
What town?
Yeah. You don't play.
I play less now.
But that's when I first saw you playing.
Yeah. That was a pretty special show. That was his like kind of first show since the incident.
Morgan's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were on that round at the beginning.
That's right. Yeah. Raising money for Waverly.
Yeah. It's not about us.
Not about us.
It's not about us.
It's about the water that was, you know, too much.
Neither this.
Yeah. It was a bad flood. It was really
Where
bad.
Was that?
Waverly.
It was in Tennessee.
Yeah. If you're headed towards Memphis, it's like 4 or 5 exits past Kingston Springs.
That's like the perfect time. That's like the perfect time to get back in, isn't it?
I think so. Well,
because it's like, dude, it's not, I'm not trying to like out here make money. I'm trying to.
It's help. A nice segue in.
Yeah. That's like when I got canceled, then COVID happened. It was like, wasn't terrible for me. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you're like, oh, COVID though. Yeah.
I don't know why you got canceled.
I don't either. Yeah.
Okay. No, I really don't. Should we dive back into it? Because I don't know. I really don't know.
I have a running file. We can pull up.
Okay. Right now. We had, you know who we had? Jemima. You know Jemima? Jemima June. And you wrote some Runaway June songs.
Runaway June stuff.
Yeah.
Her sister, Naomi.
And she works at Whiskey Rup.
Yes, she does.
On the rooftop. She's like popular down there.
Yeah.
You get out to Broadway.
I do know her.
Yeah. You don't get up to Broadway.
They all look, by the way, there's like 14 of them and they all look the same.
And they're all like Amish.
Yeah. And there's like one dude. I think it's the rest girls.
Yeah. Wait, this is what I wanted to ask you that I was thinking about is how when you write it, you're just tell people what you do for a living. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
I write country songs.
Yeah, but explain that. And don't say with that accent, Iraq country. So, I mean, you can't.
I've got an accent. I don't know what you want from me.
Iraq.
I just said, we were, I think off mic, I just said Whidden. You're like, yeah, no G on
no it. No Whidden. You write country. All right. So you write them.
We sit down in a room just like this, just like we're talking.
But who we had on the show? We've had Jackie on the show. You write with him?
Mm-hmm. Haven't in a while, but you have haven't. Written with Jackie.
Are you out
What
with
a
him?
Powerful singer.
Should we start that?
What's that?
Are you guys rivals?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. All right. So you write, do you write a song, and in country music, because a lot of people wouldn't know this. A lot of country songs are not written by the artist. Would you say that's true or no?
I didn't know that growing up either. I just thought, like, if Tim McGraw sang a song on the radio, I'm like, man,
Why'd you have to go after Tim, dude?
I wasn't poking at him.
He looks at the camera like it's a press conference.
Tim, that's what I grew up on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But listen, it's my experience. So that's the first time I learned that somebody other than him wrote it. It was a song called Blank Sheet of Paper.
Okay, yeah.
And the Warren Brothers.
Yeah.
Wrote it with, I think, Don Schlitz. That's the first time that I recognized write credits. I'm like, how does that work? That's interesting.
Yeah, because I grew up like mostly in like Christian music, and they don't really. Somebody writes a song, and then everybody covers it, like "Good Good Father" or whatever, or like "Awesome God." It's if you look on iTunes, is 70 recordings of it.
If you get,
and I don't know how that works either.
If you get a Christian cut and you wrote it,
yeah,
let's go.
Is that money?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No, but everybody, if it's a good one, it's almost
everybody.
It's almost like a Christmas song in a sense. Like,
yeah.
It's timeless and gonna keep coming.
Well, what you know, like our buddy was Dave Barnes. You know who that is?
You're not friends anymore.
No, he is still our buddy.
And is he not still Dave Barnes?
Yeah, he's still Dave Barnes. Our buddy was Dave Barnes and is. Was and is. But so he wrote, because I came, like in Christian music, he
God
wrote.
God gave me you.
Yeah, but I knew of that song because I listened to Christian radio, like back whenever that song came out.
That's how Blake Shelton heard it.
On the radio.
Came through, yeah.
That's like low key, like very disrespectful to Christian radio. Because he's like, this song's awesome, but no one's ever heard of it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, there you go. Not to, or just maybe just doesn't have the
he goes,
enough listeners. That's all she listens to.
What? Dave Barnes?
Yeah. Blake Shelton and Dave Barnes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, let's keep them on repeat. Wait, so when Dave Barnes, if Blake Shelton comes to Dave Barnes through managers or agents and go, can I cut this, right? Mm-hmm. Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
So, but do you write the songs?
They don't really ask.
They just do it.
Well, you have like a writer's refusal.
Okay.
So you can say no. But yeah. If you ever use that, you got to be real careful because you don't want to ruin relationships over a song.
If somebody's going to cut your song.
Right.
And you can
say, let's say they're up and coming and you think this song is fire. Yeah. They don't have a fan base. And then you say, nah.
You
and
better
then,
be.
And
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
And then they end up blowing up. They're never going to cut another one of your songs.
Oh, so you want them to cut it?
Not really. Not at that moment. I want people to cut it that are established that do well on radio.
Yeah. So, okay. So like, well, I was thinking about like Flower Shops.
Okay.
That's Ernest's song. Mm-hmm. But he's like, if Morgan cuts this, it's his. It's still Ernest's song.
What are you saying? What are you asking?
Like, was Morgan like, let me cut this?
I think Morgan's featured on it.
He's a feature.
Yeah, he's featured on
right.
it.
Right. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of any
I remember
other business
Ernest sent me that song. Like,
yeah.
And he sends me very few.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
And he was like, check this out. And I was at lake in Matt Alderman.
You see that flex?
Buddy
they
and I
slid
was
that in
married.
There? Yeah, I was at the lake. Yeah.
It was in a bachelor party.
Oh, and you, yeah.
And he sent me that. I'm like, and I listened to it and I was like, it was so hooky. I just loved it. But it
that's
was
good. Hooky's good. Hooky's good.
But I think I don't know if he pitched it to Morgan. But Morgan and I were golfing like 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
And I heard him humming it.
Yeah, that's when you know.
You know what I mean?
That's when you know. Yeah.
So I initially thought he would cut it.
Yeah.
But went with the feature out.
But that would be like a nod to his buddy? Like, I got you to feature on his buddy's song versus.
I think it's a nod to his buddy and a nod to the song.
Yeah. Gosh.
You know?
So what if you write one?
I think. Morgan tends to be drawn to those three quarter time, those waltz songs, those one.
You're going
to
get, we're going to lose you on that. I think
we're gonna, just kidding. Yeah. and he sounds good on him, but he has a great pocket there.
What happened to, do you see that Parker McCollum video? Not Parker, Bailey Zimmerman, where he's like singing off key. You haven't seen that? I'll show you after. Oh, he's out with Morgan, right?
He's going to be opening up this year.
Yeah. I'll show you to you after.
Is it rough?
No, but it's funny.
Oh,
but I think you just say, what is it in your the notes wrong in your ear or something like that.
You're asking a deaf guy.
Wait, are you deaf?
Legally deaf, yeah.
You are?
Yeah, my best ear can hear 60%.
Do you get a scholarship or something?
No, just a testimony. I can't take credit for that hit. That's all Jesus. I can't even hear.
Wait, how'd you become deaf?
I was born with a degenerative
condition. In one ear or the other?
Both. One ear is just because of hunting.
Dude, you got to have a better... Yeah, you just hunt.
One ear is worse. Just because like this ear goes down closer to the barrel. And we didn't have a whole lot of...
Let me see. This one.
No.
This one.
Okay, are you... So how many guns have you shot in your life?
We just talked about guns like 2 weeks ago.
I just do like... Okay. Yeah, I have a gun. I got two.
Smith and Wesson?
I got two. No, I got two handguns. I have one in my car and then one in my house.
Dude, just doing... I have handguns.
I have two handguns. I have a joke in my show that I went
handguns?
In. I was like... I went into that because my buddy was like, dude, you have to like have a gun to like protect your house. So I went into the store and I was like, one gun, please. And then they were like,
to go.
I thought they like, yeah, I went to this place right off the interstate.
Okay.
And you just go in. I thought they like
fitted. Any gun shop right off the interstate.
I thought they like
fire.
Fitted your hand or something. Like, here's yours. Like, yeah. I didn't know you'd like choose them, look at them. And yeah. There's different choices.
They find you.
Yeah. All right, so you hunt like...
So you got two guns?
I got two guns.
So you just come out.
But they see one is like this, one is like this. I don't know.
Interesting, okay.
They both do bang. I don't know, they go bang.
Yeah. That's like me saying, I like that country song. It's like, but ain't you're like,
that one.
So you went deaf from hunting?
No, 100%.
You were born...
Yeah, born with a condition. It's a degenerative thing. It'll get worse. As I get older.
This don't mean to be this disrespectful about this, but like, shouldn't you be like playing into this more? I feel like you're not taking advantage of, you know, like
from a branding perspective,
you could go on like The Voice and win, you know, like everybody that goes on American Idol is like, dude, my uncle was in the military or like my wife was like you have to have a story. This is a great story.
My fiance is in the military.
Is she?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Are you?
Currently, yeah.
Right. Dude, you can't put me in this position because I don't know. Then I'm looking at her, I go, she doesn't look like someone in the military, but that makes me look
what
like
you,
that.
What is that?
I know, dude.
What does somebody look like, John?
I know. No, she's in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Till December. And if she wants to extend, we'll pray about it and talk about it.
You're legally deaf, right? Yeah, because did we play golf together?
That's how we met, I think.
Yeah, right? On the thing. Shay. And somebody told me that. Yeah. Or maybe he told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you couldn't hear my birdie putts dropping.
Mm. I did not, and I love that sound.
Oh, yeah, it's a good sound. That's why you got to put it in. Yeah, and you grew up because I asked you this last night on the phone, but we said we weren't going to talk about it until the pod.
Okay,
what kind of Christian did you grow up?
I wouldn't consider myself a good one.
Yeah, I was like,
but we were
on a 1 to 10 scale.
But we were learning.
Yeah,
we
you were learning. Yeah,
started out Southern Baptist.
In what area of the country?
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland. Okay.
It's interesting. It gets a little country up there than you think. You think
Maryland?
You think D.C., Baltimore, Annapolis, but you just get outside the skirts a little bit.
It gets a little... I think that's everywhere.
It gets southern quick. That's true.
You get outside of it a little bit, you go, oh.
Hmm.
Oh, there's a lot of truck stops out here.
That's right.
Yeah. Were we listening to country back then or not allowed?
Did you say not allowed?
Were you allowed?
Oh, yeah.
You were... All right. See, we weren't allowed to listen to anything except Christian.
We were... nobody was deacons. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We went drinking pretty regularly. House? We did the Sunday school.
Sunday school.
We did the vacation Bibles.
Yeah. And then were people like, and then when did you get into music always?
No.
Because you were deaf.
What?
You were deaf.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, dang. So. I feel like normally I'm like in control. I'm like, I'm not sure here. Yeah.
Trying to find footing.
I always liked it, I guess.
Yeah.
I took a guitar class in...
Guitar.
I think senior year.
Senior high school.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So late bloomer.
So late. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got. And it was the classical guitar. They're real thick. Fingers don't really stretch like they're supposed to. And anyway, I would go in there and I would like... have a buddy of mine that was in there, and we weren't buddies. We became buddies because I was like, this guy's good at music.
Yeah.
And I was like, every week we'd have to learn a song.
Yeah.
And we'd get graded on it.
We have you play like notes. Smells Like Teen Spirit or something like
no,
that?
No, it'd be something more classical that you never heard.
Oh, like a.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, like I would have him teach me those, but I would pay him $10 to learn like Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
Right. And he'd come in and I'd spend my hour and a half, whatever it was in there learning that.
Yeah.
And then the day before the test, he would just show me how to play. Oh, Danny Boy. Right. And then
that's awesome.
So I don't read music. I just watched his fingers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I started like doing it around bonfires and I realized
this is this a country song? Yeah. I feel like, I paid him to like Friends in Low Places.
I did. I'd give him $10 a song.
Great song, by the way.
And he would go home and learn it and then show me how to do it.
Dude, remember when, how old are you?
36.
Okay.
I'll be 37 in March.
I'm 38. I remember in high school, this kid named Brandon Case came in and said, if you write 20 songs down, I can put them all on one CD for you. And we were like.
What age?
What? Like high school.
Did I had a charge for it?
Yeah, like a burn CD where you can like, I go, what? And he goes, and he was doing it around school. So he was like, you write down 20 songs, bring it in here, pay me whatever. Same thing, $10. I will. And dude, that was the first time we've ever heard of that.
LimeWire ruined the game, dude.
This guy was like literally a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And like it was kind of like illegal, not illegal, but at the time it wasn't really.
It was hush hush, yeah.
Yeah, it was real hush hush. Yeah. And I was
nobody
like,
told you their source.
Nah. I was putting like Metallica on there. We were kind of like whispering. He would like meet you and like get it out of his backpack.
He's like, you got the stuff. He's like, yeah, you got the cash.
He's like, dude, you got the three chords to Friends in Low Places. You're like, I got you.
Yeah,
got you.
He's like, how you coming along with Danny Boy? I'm like, we ain't talking about
it's done, dude. It's a rap. Yeah,
I'm talking about that.
But you got to
learn my Three Doors Down song.
You're like, that's like a scene from it's a country music scene from the Ozarks. He's like, they have a laundromat.
Yeah,
that they're like in the back, like putting all the money through it. But he's like, that's Danny Boy,
and his name was Matt.
Yeah,
my laundromat,
and he's money. Dang. That's that video you sent me about Ben Stolen. You remember that video? I was going back to
Argentina. He was like, no, he checked out. He's like, you're telling
me. Nobody's going to get that except us. Yeah. He's like, that's freaking hilarious.
Oh, I love that we have an inside joke and Ben Stolen. Don't.
Yeah, feels good. Whether you want to get more fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there is one thing that will help, and that is better sleep. True. Baby. Miracle Brand. Wait, dude. All right. Have you ever like not gotten a good night's sleep?
Yeah, last night.
And then and then what happens to the day?
It's terrible.
Dog, I'm
dragging right now.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't have a good night's sleep. I go, the rest of this is going to be terrible. Yeah. Well, I usually go the next day is usually fine for me. Then it catches
up. It's like a delayed onset. Yeah. Like that second day is brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
If you don't get a good night's sleep, I have things that affect me. The light, if there's a lot of light in the room.
Yep.
If there's distractions in not the night, or sometimes if I'm in a bed that I don't like.
Or like for me, like it's laundry day, day right now in my house. So I had like other sheets on.
Out with a Miracle Brand?
They weren't my Miracle Brand, which is why I slept so terribly.
That's why they said if you want to get more fit, there's a lot of things that are going to come in between the better sleep and the more fit.
For sure. Yeah. But this is a step in the right direction.
It's the start.
The end goal is also
Miracle Brand, baby. Sheets. You can tap into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation. This is true. I slept on it last night, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by up to 34%. Not 33, not 35, up to 34%. Mm. That's a third better sleep.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know what I've been sleeping with?
What?
This is not part of the ad, but I have they said I snore, but I don't have sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
I just have my mouth and I have this retainer that just brings my mouth forward.
Yep.
And then I sleep like champ.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. And every little bit helps.
You're more like, this is like kind of about the ad, but you're more alert. Like if you get a good night's sleep, you're like, what's up?
Oh yeah, dude.
I'm here.
Locked and loaded. Let's get it.
Yeah. That's what I feel it.
Yeah.
And this is 30% part of it. Miracle Brand, baby, self-cooling properties for quality, better sleep using silver-infused, can't hide money, fabrics, originally developed by NASA. What? Self-cleaning. You don't have to ever wash these sheets. That's not true, but that's what I say about them because I never do. Now, these sheets are infused with natural silver. Prevents 99%. They got a lot of percentages. 99.9% of bacterial growth. Stay cleaner, fresher. Luxurious comfort quality. Obviously, better for your skin. Let's go. Stop sleep. Have I never read this?
I don't think like really dug into it before. Usually we've just gone off your experience.
I go, hey, send them to me. If I like them, I'll talk about them.
Right.
Yeah. You want to get into the call to action?
So go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try these sheets today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code netpositive at checkout to save even more. And if that wasn't enough for you, get 3 free towels. Miracle is also so confident in their product is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't satisfied 100%, another percentage, you'll get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle brand. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code netpositive to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive to treat yourself.
Treat you. Yo, be like me and be like Alex. Get yourself on. Sleep on some Miracle brand, baby.
What happened after the after you graduated high school with the music? Did you go to college?
Started to.
Dude, this is everyone's country story. Started, went to college. You're just like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not smart.
Nah.
No.
But then not. Well, all right. Do you relate to this at all? Because when I was 25, somebody told me to do, to when I was in college, they told me I should try stand-up comedy.
Okay.
And then it took me about 5 years to get up the nerve, courage to do it. I went up.
I can't imagine. I have at least a guitar in front of me. I still get super nervous. I get nervous about doing this. Just like,
really?
Once you start rolling, it's easy, but it's that anticipation.
Yeah.
But at least I feel like that guitar in front of you.
You feel better.
A huge security blanket.
Maybe I need to do that.
Yes. Maybe you just hold it. Just tell your
don't
jokes.
Play it, just hold
with it strapped
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Like Dirk's Bentley, throw it around the back.
If you need to, if you need your space.
Well, the first time I ever did it, it didn't go well. I was at the Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia, and I thought to myself, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. First time I did it.
Knew it.
I knew.
After it didn't go well.
Yeah, and it didn't go well. And somebody told me, like, if you do something and it goes terrible, but you want to do it again, that's the sign that it might, like, when you first picked up the car and were playing Low Places, where you're like, I'm going to be involved in this.
I'll be honest with you. There's that second chord. For Friends in Low Places, real tricky out the gate. So I didn't start with that song, I guess. But it was an early one.
Yeah.
But I really had to do...
Timeline-wise, that if you're 36, that lines up, right?
And Friends in Low Places. It's a timeless bonfire, gets your attention.
Yeah.
They trust me.
But then, all right. Were you the bonfire guitar guy? Don't lie on this podcast, dude.
On what the bonfire guitar guys means.
Bonfire guitar guy is like, yeah. You go, oh, weird. Oh, yeah. Jared, oh, I bet he has a guitar. And it's in the car. Here it is.
Here comes Friends in Low Places. Yeah.
Now was that?
And I was like, guys, don't worry. I learned a new one. It's called Here Without You, Three Doors Down, Hang On.
But can you sing or no?
Yeah.
You can sing. Uh-huh. Yeah, except I've heard you live, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was
pretty good for being hard of hearing.
That's crazy.
I have to sing off a little bit. And I've had to learn that. Like, if I sing how I want to, and then I hear it back, it's so bad. So I have to consciously sing out of key a little bit for it to be on. But I know where to go with it, but it's an adjustment. It's
just because you hear it different?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And the equilibrium's off.
So a little bit.
Uh-huh. So you fall down a lot too?
I get vertigo quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Battle with that quite a bit.
Well, let me ask you this, and this might be an offensive, offensive.
Let's get there. Let's go there.
I love a good preface.
Let's change the world.
Oh, it might be offensive. I'm only asking this because your fiance is in the room here. Uh-huh. Did we announce that or no?
We did.
Megan Parkman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Were women into this? You playing guitar, like at the bonfire?
That's why I started it.
You did.
Oh yeah. It's the easiest pickup.
See, I don't think I've ever I said that, but that was probably.
Yeah, that's why I got going. It was the easiest pickup line ever. It was the way to enter. Like, they kind of come, you know what I mean? They kind of come up to you.
Don't say they, dude. Women?
They at the fire.
Oh. All right.
You know what I mean?
They were like, hey, you're pretty good at that. Yeah.
That's right.
But I would say,
or they might even say you were awful, but that's not good. But they good still started talking.
Yeah, I don't think I was like I didn't have like Adam Carolla has this bit about that why men are like to attract women, men have to do something. Like women can just walk outside, and men will be like, "What's up?"
Right.
Like men, no, really.
Sod.
Yeah, sod. Like men, like women would have to, like, they just have, like, guys have to either, like back in the caveman days, like, this guy went and caught food for the village. This 100%. Guy was in the army.
That oh, he'd come back. He's like, he caught 7 fish.
Yeah. This
and Randy goes, only What's brought up? Back 5.
What's up?
Right.
And then there was guys like, or this guy's the defender, or this guy's the inventor. And then there was guys like me who were like,
Jester.
Yeah, really. That's where like that came about. He's like, he didn't really have, and I could, women always thought I was funny. Always.
Yeah.
And I had like, is that the guitar at the campfire?
No, I was pretty funny too.
Dang it, dude. Got it all, bro. Yeah. You were funny.
Oh yeah.
And cause you would be like leading the songs and then in between.
I'd yeah. be like,
it would have yeah, got you I'd, out of here, bro.
100%. Yeah.
I heard the fire,
done.
Gone.
I would have been done. Some girls, like, it was like in high school, I was like, hey, Jared's coming. I'm like, shoot.
Yeah. You know what? It's like,
I can't compete with that.
I'm going to head home early.
Yeah.
Bro, I was a triple threat.
What? Athletic?
Funny.
Yeah. This is a wild conversation.
Musical.
What's the third?
I don't know, but oh, I thought
yeah.
I had it.
Yeah. The snakes can tell
on. Yeah. That could be. That yeah. could be one. These are my like first pair. So.
Yeah.
But I was a triple threat for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever the third one was, I was nailing it.
Well, see, that's funny about the music, because I always feel like I had this conversation with my girlfriend, I think a couple of days ago. If we were, everybody was at this, if we were all at a party, right? And my girlfriend goes, hey, I need to go up to the gas station and get some charcoal. Or a girl wouldn't say, I would probably be going, but I go.
Cancel again.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah. I just want to announce that girls yeah. are very capable of getting keep charcoal.
No, that's not. Yeah. So I go, who would you be if all your buddies and everybody at the party, if some guy goes, well, I need somebody. I'm like, let's say this is a weird hypothetical situation, but I'm in the middle of grilling. Not that women can't grill, but also like, I'm in. And then some guy goes, well, if you need a hand, I'll go with you.
Mm.
Who?
Do you know, with a girl?
Yes. With my girlfriend. Who am I most worried about? An athlete? No.
Depends on what age.
But I'm going to say, yeah.
High school athlete?
No, nah, not worried.
School?
Not
if
worried.
You guys are in high school, I'm saying.
An MBA. If he's in the, oh, no, we're this current age.
Okay.
This gotcha. Current, yeah, current day. Okay. Who are you most worried about? Am I worried about?
We're going to get more specific with the athlete.
Let's say NBA.
Are they starters?
Yeah, let's say. No, coming off the bench, 6-man.
Still worried.
You're worried?
Yeah.
Okay. A billionaire.
I also want to be like, is he okay? Is he a guard? Is he a center?
Yeah. What kind mm-hmm. is he?
Yeah, what kind yeah. of body we're talking
yeah.
about?
I was mm-hmm. going to say, yeah. I'm not worried about a guy with money. Would
no,
you?
No,
yeah.
No.
See?
No.
That doesn't. Musician. Oof. You're one, but
they're
I would
dangerous
wouldn't,
boy.
Are they? But you can't bring the guitar in the car.
You don't. It's in your heart, buddy. It goes oh, with
yeah,
it.
It's the vibe.
Yeah.
I would say
it's that it's that sensitive.
Yeah, he's connected. Yeah. I would say it would I be worried about another comedian? Yes.
100%.
Yes, dude. 100%. Yes. That's what I'm saying. You'd be about another comedian. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even a jealous
bro,
guy.
Stand up, standoff.
Oh, God. Yeah. Stand up.
You don't want to, yeah.
But you're
want,
funny.
You don't want to
yeah.
keep you on that duel.
No.
You don't want to have to.
Have you ever?
So rank them. What would you,
yeah.
What would you be most worried about?
Good. Comedian? Most worried about a fellow, a comedian. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Same.
Same. A comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would say musician.
No.
Rich guy?
No. Rich guy's bottom.
Rich.
I'm going, if this guy's athlete. A power forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about, he's just like 6'9" and beefy.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, hey, I'll help you with that charcoal. And he just picks it up with his,
you that's, I mean? You're worried about that?
Yeah, see, that's a presence.
Right. Well,
so
this,
now you're dealing with a guy that has money and has a frame.
Yeah. Cause in this
I'm 5'9". I want to say 5'10", but now that we're live, I told you I wouldn't lie on this podcast.
Yeah. So I'm 5'9". I'm 6'2".
I'm probably 5'10" and a half in the boots,
yeah,
which helps. Yeah, I'm threatened by power forward.
But see, all you were, if this situation, you're going to the gas station coming back. That's
how far is the gas?
15 minutes. You got 7 minutes. All you're worried about is the emotional
15-minute round trip. That's what you're
like
saying?
Making them laugh.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. But I'm not worried about the rich because he goes, I got a boat down in Miami. Well, all right, you're not going down there. So that guy's out.
He's out.
No, he can't buy anything at the gas station that I couldn't buy her. Mm. So
if that's my options,
that's a good qualifier.
The money thing. He can't do it there.
You're not in a place where you can outspend me here. You can't.
Yeah, not in this scenario.
Everything's $6.
If I had to pick, I would encourage, like, maybe go with him.
Yeah.
Go with the rich guy. Also, we're not having to pay for charcoal.
Go with the rich guy.
That's
right. Yeah. But
if it's like a 20-30 minute gap,
yeah,
ooh, comedian musician can get in there quick.
Yeah,
they can break down.
But
walls.
Listen, your fiance works in golf. Mm-hmm. I don't know a golfer that I would be worried about.
I mean, Tiger Woods has a pretty good history of.
Yeah. No. She's like.
I mean,
some musicians. I think musicians and comedians.
Just jump by Tiger quick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know any golf. I was like, well, I think he has a thing.
Did you watch Tiger?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the thing he did with Justin Thomas?
I did.
With the tampon?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Do you report on that? You don't report on that. Yeah, we don't talk about it. She goes, yeah. She's grow up.
She's not here anymore.
Yeah.
She just walked out.
No, but then he gave him, what did he give him, a tampon?
Yeah, because he outdrove him.
Yeah. Which is as a comic, that's kind of like that's an old joke.
And it's so old, it's funny.
It's like so old that an old guy's doing it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like kind of like when you go to family reunion and your uncle says something about like, you know.
And he gives you the elbow.
You go, yeah, we don't do that anymore, really. But good for him. But like, that's what, when you've seen the devil, when you've seen the bottom, Tiger Woods has seen the bottom. Mm. Like when you've looked the devil in the eye, mm-hmm. You're different.
100%.
Like if he had a lot of sponsors and like, I think, didn't the Live tour offer him a billion?
I'm sure they did.
I think they were just like all the money in the world.
He's like, you can have it to come over here. So what is he? You're not scared of losing anything. No other golfer could do that.
Yeah.
Not that you should. Yeah. No other golfer could do that.
I just thought I was just like we golf.
Yeah.
When you're out there and you're in dude mode.
Yeah.
You just do dude stuff.
Yeah. And that's what,
you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not saying it's appropriate, but also it's not meant for anyone else to see. We know how to deliver and receive it and it move
anything,
on.
Do you have like a buddy? Do you have like a buddy group text?
Oh yeah. I got a couple.
Yeah. So do I. And they're the worst. Mm-hmm. The worst are in there.
Yeah.
We've sent DMs back and forth that are just like,
they're fire. Yeah. But yeah. We don't want people to know we did.
No. Just like way out of pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, we have a similar sense of humor. It creates a reaction.
Yeah.
When I send you this, you're going to be like,
oh my. Yeah. Right. If you're on a golf course, the problem with the internet today, because we've reviewed a bunch of like.
if those things got out, there'd be a lot of people like.
Wow.
Out of jobs.
They were like, I thought he was. Yeah. Well, because we have like a we reviewed like somebody sent us a clip of like a church service where these people were like swinging swords and like they're very, it's a very like
what are you talking about?
You know what the term like charismatic means, like very like laying on hands and like he's like there's a guy like swinging a sword like a
Pentecostal.
Yeah. See, you know what you're talking about. Yeah, and it was like if you get a final church guy swinging sword or something like that, it was like. Oh, like to the group text to the golfing thing is like, oh, this wasn't for us.
Yeah.
This is the church out in the middle of, and somebody now put it on the internet and now it's everywhere. This was for them.
Right.
So like.
That's interesting.
Like Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods, like that's funny between them.
That's a really good analogy.
Yeah. But now what happens is, that's it right there. Yeah.
Is it about to be pulled up?
That's a real church service. And there's a guy in the back with the shield. You see that?
The sword of truth?
Yeah. Belt of truth, bro. Come on.
Sorry. What is the sword?
I mean, sword of the spirit.
Yep.
Shield of salvation.
breastplate of righteousness.
All right. Yeah, you can stop it. Yeah. Is it? Breastplate of righteousness. You're right. Yeah. But that's like, that's not for us. You know?
And it became made
yeah, and that's
available
when,
to
that's
us.
That's when people get in trouble because it was like, that's for like, that's for them.
That's such a good, that's,
ooh, it's for that's that, like, big. The, yeah, yeah. I mean,
no, that applies to so many things.
It's like, oh, this, he was at, we watched this church service where these guys were like kind of dancing and like, these like it was a kind of like there were shirtless with suspenders on Santa suits on. It was like a church.
Sexy Santa church.
Yeah, kind of. But everyone at the church was like, or at the event was like going nuts. I was like, this is what they do. Like they were into it.
Oh,
I go, oh, this is just maybe this is like their annual thing. And all these are all the guys at the church.
Oh,
and
that's right. I remember we talked about.
Yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. And they go, oh, this is just not for the internet. This is for that little community down in Florida that wants to be whatever.
Right.
And now we all see it and we're like, well, we wouldn't do this. So cancel.
So, and also let's send it to everyone we know.
And then everyone else goes, I can't believe I'm yeah. seeing this. Like the Dixie Stampede.
Oh.
You know, you've been to Gatlinburg. Y'all been to Gatlinburg.
Bro.
Why'd you look You're over bold. There?
First off, that was technically our first date. But
to Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
He knows how to sweep a woman off her feet.
Your boy's had a Dollywood season pass since he was 12.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's before the rides even became rides.
12 is early.
Yeah, so we...
Oh, how far is that from Maryland? That's a little...
Six and a half hours.
Yeah, you can get down there in a weekend.
But a lot of my family's from East Tennessee.
Okay.
And that's when we would see them. We'd go down for the summer. We had a timeshare at the something... Treetops Resorts.
Treetops,
burnt
baby.
Down during the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your rebuild. Dope, did it? Praise be. That's right. So we would go down and like, we'd hit them all, bud. Dixie Stampede.
Yeah.
They've gotten to be so many of these shows now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And the first rides there were like, there was like one log that went down a water thing. It was like.
Yeah. Do they used to have one of those at Six Flags?
They used to have one in Disney too. We lost no that more. One.
Yeah, we lost it. It was the Dixie Stampede. It was like very, like, it's for Gatlinburg. Yeah. And I was to say, I was at the Daytona. I was at the Daytona race on Sunday. And like, you can tell that Daytona, all the executives at Daytona, I go, have never been in these grandstands.
Right.
I've never been in these grand, and the executives at Daytona are reading Twitter about how to fix auto racing. Right. So like,
but that's most corporate things.
Yes.
Right?
And like
how many people at Buffalo Wild Wings ever served that make
yeah,
decisions?
Have, yeah. Yeah. So you go like, hey, like the Dixie Stampede, it's like, it's racist. It's like with those people aren't here. They were never your, not that I'm advocating for canceled a third time. Like they took the name out of the Dixie Stampede. So it's like Dolly Parton's like,
oh yeah.
Like country stampede.
They're about to turn into a pirate thing. And then I don't know if they did that or just built it separate.
So, but I went to it last year and it was very
what's
like,
what's it called now?
Dolly Parton's,
Stampede.
Yeah.
Dolly Stampede.
Confederate Stampede is what it's called. That's weird. Yeah.
Your boy threw two different times I threw toilet seats. I don't know
you
why.
Did?
I yeah.
Oh, in the game?
Yeah.
Wait, that's why'd you lead with that? Yeah, Dolly Parton Stampede.
Oh, so it like, really is called.
Yeah. So they took they it's like very it used to be like the Union versus the Confederates.
It was.
Yeah.
You'd stand up and you had to salute.
Yeah.
And
which then is sit a little strange.
Down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like
no forks and knives, everything.
No, yeah, everything you eat with your hand your suit, a whole uh-huh. chicken. Uh-huh. You eat a whole chicken. Yeah.
Rotis.
And it was very like it was very like it's all that is taken out of it, but like there, none of those people were ever in Gatlinburg and they never would be.
They're
so
not,
like,
they're not in the group chat.
They're not. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. They're perfect. They're not in the group chat. So everybody's like watching. I can't believe this. Mm-hmm. They're like, you guys aren't in that. So like, or like the have you ever been to the Noah's Ark?
Wait,
there's like a real Noah's Ark in Kentucky.
No, but we went to a show one time in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, at Sight and Sound.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
They moved that stage around.
That was before Hagen's Day. Yeah, she tell her about that on the way home. Yeah, it's Sight and Sound. There's that's in Kentucky. And it's a life size.
They measure it in cubits.
Yeah. I knew you were on the team, dude. Yeah. And then, but you can go, and the people were like, I can't believe you're like, people, like, everybody's like, if you, very critical of that, right? People in the, I wouldn't even say the left, but in like, a, like it's, it was like $100 million to make, which is.
And he made it for next to nothing.
He did. So I was like, this is wild. And we drove there because I was going to make a video about it. The line is 3 miles long to get in. So you go, this is crazy. Why are Christians this weird? I was like, it's for them.
Right.
It's like for them. Like, and the NASCAR race is like, there's a bunch of people like us in the grandstands that like just go to the race every year, sit up there with a cooler of like Busch Light, talk with their buddies, have a good time. And then like the pre-show like announcement is like Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, dude. And canceled the fourth time. No, but like this, like this is not for them.
Interesting.
They don't like everybody was like, who is this?
It's not your group chat.
It's not your group chat.
This isn't you.
I love the group chat analogy now.
Yeah, that's a better Wiz Khalifa. Yeah. That's
like awesome. This isn't your, hey, feel out of place? It's because it's not your group chat.
And that's a lot of the stuff we see. Like, I can't believe these people, like a lot of the stuff in Nashville. A lot of the country stuff.
Like what?
Well, I mean,
these people, huh?
What are you talking about?
I can't believe they would do that. I go, yeah, that's what, yeah. Like a lot of country music. Well, I think the first we became friends,
uh-huh.
or the first ever DM conversation we had was about country music in real life. That don't impress me much.
Oh, yeah. Shania Twain.
Yeah.
I was like, should you tell me, like Brad Pitt? That isn't rocket scientist? No good.
What exactly?
Like, what are you looking for, bud?
Yeah.
Where is the bar?
And by the way, are talking about, it never really clarifies.
Yeah.
If he is the same guy.
Yeah.
If he's Brad Pitt, rocket scientist with a fire car.
I don't want.
Like,
I don't
what
want,
are you doing, Shania?
I don't want my girlfriend going to get charcoal with him.
Yeah.
All the things in the Shania Twain song.
Oh my gosh.
What is he? He's a.
So what? You're Brad Pitt. So you're a rocket scientist.
That
so
don't impress me much. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. So you have a nice car.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, it's all three things.
Yeah. That don't impress me much. Like, yeah.
Well, he's doing pretty good for himself.
Seems like they're doing.
Y'all give the guy a break.
So you got the brains, but you don't got the touch. Oh, I remember this is taking me back. Dude.
Right?
Yeah, the first one is rocket scientist.
So you got the looks, but you don't got the touch.
I never knew a guy carried
also,
him. Oh, yeah. Did you write this?
Bud. No. No, because I'd have been like halfway through. I've been like, this guy's doing pretty good.
Yeah, this guy's doing great.
This guy's killing it.
Yeah, this guy is doing great. Country, yeah.
By the way, it works for the market because I don't know a single guy in country that can plot all these three.
Yeah, no, yeah. They wrote it. A guy probably wrote it. And he's like, I'm not going to be any of these. But he's like, what impresses me is a guy that like he wrote it about himself. He's like,
right.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever. And that's how that ends.
Whatever. Let's go, girl. Dun, 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 dun. That's one of the, that's our national anthem.
That's fun.
No, but if you weren't like, I go to things all the time that I go, oh, this is not like, if you go to a flea market in Alabama, there's like a bunch of like Confederate flag stuff.
Yeah, they still fly there.
Yeah, yeah. And a bunch of like, you go, oh, this is wild. But I'm not that deep in that group chat.
Mm-hmm.
You go, oh, this is, I can't believe, like, there's a, somebody sent me this. There's a Christian Wrestling Federation.
You can pull that in on your charity anymore. Just bring that in tight. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Down in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's like in a church gym. And there's like a bunch of dudes that are like, they wrestle. And then some guy like presents the gospel at the end of it. And I was like, of course, John, you got to go and like roast this. But I was like, all right, well, that community, like every once a quarter, it's like that's their Super Bowl. Everybody brings the stuff, brings all the people. That's like.
That's not your group chat.
And maybe we should just let them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah,
you
do.
Like, for sure. I thought about this. You have like this balancing act of like, roast. It's funny and also like,
but like I'm here
trying to, you know,
like at the NASCAR, I'm putting out a video today that's like, they're making fun of like NASCAR like outfits.
Okay,
like, but I'm there.
Yeah,
right. Christianity the same. It's like I like roast all, but I'm also like I'm in this group chat.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the like our, we spend Christmas down with like our Amish family,
mm-hmm.
and it's like everybody's like very, they have bowl cuts, they don't have cell phones.
Was your bowl cut real?
Yeah,
dude, so it great. Went straight up when you styled it, but then when you let it go,
well, it's like I say my hair is like a tree in the spring, like if it. It gets like leaves on it. Does that make sense?
That's fire. Yeah.
Yeah. When it gets like, but then when the leaves fall off of it, it just sticks up. Yeah. It was real.
Okay. I just wasn't sure.
I feel like you were coming after me a little bit.
I know. Then. I just never got to tug on it. No, I'm just.
Yeah. I'll bring it back for you.
Promise?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead.
Well, like Amish people are like, they live amongst themselves and they like just do their own thing, crops. And they're like, it's like, it's, that's like, why don't we just let them? Do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I am. I'm all about it.
Oh, you're letting them. Yeah.
I used to work for a Mennonite.
Yeah.
Like did a, you? Yeah, like a, yeah. You know, there's like different degrees.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
yeah.
best way to
oh,
do
I
it.
Know. Yeah.
It was a Yoder.
That's us, dude.
Yeah. They
What'd you a, do for them? Make
they,
trees?
They built pallets.
Yeah. Built wood pallets?
Yeah.
When was this?
In a dark time.
That's, that's before music started taking
yeah,
off.
Yeah, this was in West Virginia.
Yeah.
I helped him with his books.
Yeah, really?
He didn't know software. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. QuickTime or something like
and
that.
And what year was this?
Ooh, I was 23.
Yeah.
Did it for a summer.
Well, what? When
that's not true. I was younger than that.
20.
Yeah.
20s?
20.
What when did you think that you might be onto something with the music?
Well, I signed a deal in New York with a place called Third Street Music.
Okay.
That was under J Records, it was under Sony.
At what age?
26, but we were gonna say 24. They wanted me to shave some years.
Yeah. But why? You weren't being were you were gonna be a performer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So my first meeting, I met with these guys and we met in Baltimore and this label had discovered all Baltimore talent.
You're in New York. I'm in Maryland. I'm in New York.
I'm in Maryland. They're in New York.
Let's meet in Baltimore.
They came. Yeah. To Baltimore.
Yeah. They said you got what it takes.
Yeah.
Is that your real name, Jared Mullins?
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave it. All right. Wait. Yeah. I never know.
It was going to be Jared Tyler. That's my middle name.
Yeah.
Wasn't my decision. We didn't get crazy far. We were together about a year and a half, but
see, we talked last night and you go, is there anything off limits? You should have said this. He said, we can't talk about this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Remember, okay.
You don't need to know my real name. People were after me. So I was, anyway, they were like, I want to do, brand country music coming from pop. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, well, now that we have Apple Music, we can see who buys what. So the biggest purchasers are 15 to 25 year old females. Here's the three genres they buy the most of.
Yep.
It's R&B, hip hop, and country. We want to take the beats from, this is ridiculous, right?
Think this about sounds how, like the NASCAR thing,
right?
It sounds like the people you never been to like the Grizzly Rose or you never been to Billy Bob's, these type of people that are like, correct. You know what I'm saying? But keep going.
So, I mean, and when we would go to New York, I was the only white person in the room every time.
Yeah.
And it was a great culture adjustment for me because I wasn't familiar. I grew up in West Virginia, you know, from Maryland, grew up in West Virginia.
Yep.
And the music knowledge that I got from that time frame is priceless.
Just
introduced to music that I didn't grow up listening to and understanding it and understanding Pocket and anyway. They wanted to put all three together. They called me. They wanted me to wear Jordans, Wranglers, shirt to be determined, cowboy hat with the New York Yankee symbol.
Why? But they already have Mitchell Timpenny.
They did not yet.
Oh, yeah.
So this is
the blueprint right here.
Oh, yeah.
This is 12 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so they wanted you to be like a...
And I was thinking, man, this will never work. And they're like, do you like Jason Aldean? I said, yes.
Yeah.
And he had just put out... He had just put out Dirt Road Anthem.
Oh,
remember?
Dude, yeah.
So it had that hip hop thing.
On a dirt leave. And then he went in a rap.
That's right. So I was like, well, I don't even think that. I don't think that song's going to work anyway.
Yeah.
Song of the year.
10 years later.
Song of the year in two different
heard
categories.
Heard of it. Yeah.
So so incredible about like, okay, taking the stats, putting them together, and we want to go. He's like, country always comes towards pop. It always falls pop. We want to go pop towards country.
Okay,
and,
got it. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like,
that
will never work. Here we are.
This might have worked
all these years later. Yeah. They were so ahead of the game. It was incredible. It was very
well. Who would you say?
I mean, FGL is kind of
around
really,
the FGL. Sam Hunt.
Hit that market. You have Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of goes that way. You
yeah,
have that,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
R&B flow.
Yeah.
With that hip hop beat, and then the country story.
Oh yeah, the storyline has to be country.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
I feel like that's like you know, like on the in like the NBA, it's like so heavily like analytics. Mm. So it's like, hey, these are our five best players. You're like, yeah, but look at the numbers say like the efficiency is like different when this guy's on the floor and this guy spreads the floor. But you still
it's getting that depth chart. Do that money ball stuff.
But you still like there's 30 seconds left in the game and you're looking at your bench and you have to go, this guy's hot right now. This guy's like, they are like, what? You still have to make decisions mm-hmm. on the analytics, but also like, do I like this song?
Do the gut. Yeah.
I always do the same thing.
It's a weird thing. My gut was saying no, but it made so much sense. But it's also just because I was young and kind of, that's a weird age to just be like a know-it-all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You went into
I was
Baltimore,
like, country fans are never going to love that combo.
Yeah. Who else is in there? Like Lil Nas X?
Mm.
He's not really country though.
He had just the biggest country hit.
But he's not really. He wouldn't put himself in that genre.
I mean,
he's a pop.
Morgan's
star.
Very much that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Where it's kind of like.
I mean, his song has so many songs, or his record has so many songs on it. He hits so many things, but.
Theo,
finger on the pop, pause, hip hop.
He might have gotten it figured out.
Yeah.
Me and Theo were writing some jokes about we were going to do this Morgan roast for some podcast or something last week. And it's, what's the album, like 32 songs or something like that?
36. 36. The new one, I think, yeah.
Theo goes, 36 songs. It's going to take me 7 summers to get through that thing.
That's fire.
It's a great joke.
That's
dude.
So
it's
good.
A great joke. God, and then funny. It never, like, we wrote all these jokes. They never, like, saw the light of day, but I go, that's a great joke, dude.
Yeah, it's fine.
Dang it, dude.
I saw that Caleb
Presley
did that thing where he's like, this is my Morgan Wallen card.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, it's canceled, but somehow it still works.
Well, people don't understand like the power of like humor in those situations. Like everybody says this, what saved Justin Bieber's career was that Comedy Central roast.
Yeah.
Because he was like this punk kid with like money. And like, it was like cars and like, he was like 6, 7, 18. And everybody was kind of like, Justin Bieber was like this like child soup. And then he went on that roast and everybody like crushed him and he had like a good spirit about it. And we were like, cool with us. And everyone loved him since then.
Justin Bieber got famous at like 12.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exposed to that whole industry at the highest level.
Yeah.
And like got caught going to like a bunny ranch and something with a monkey.
Yeah, something. And then like wrecked a Lamborghini or something. Yeah. And we're like, we hate this guy.
You know what? Yeah. Give me that money and that fame at 13 years old. Yeah, I don't make it to 14. Like I think he should.
I've
be,
said that before.
I think he should be celebrated.
Like every day, just be like, hey, Justin Bieber's still out there.
He's still out there. Yeah, nice man.
He still like somehow is married. And it's like somehow
and he's dropping in some praise and worship on the on the concert.
Good. Yeah. He wins.
Yeah.
He wins.
I think that is a testimony. Got to be to his faith and his mother.
Yeah. To now, the Lord. Yeah.
100%.
Well, we were in and like all the people like in his pockets for money and for like and like we watched a clip, I think 2 weeks ago about Bad Bunny. He was walking down the street or something and some girl put a cell phone like in his face to like get a photo. He took it, threw it into the ocean.
Who did?
Bad Bunny. Threw her phone. I know. It's like, it's awesome, dude.
Love it.
We thought it was awesome.
That's
you deserve. And I was like,
you deserve that.
Yeah, did we all like I always find myself like defending those type of people. Mm-hmm. Always. And you know enough of them that you go, dude, like
I don't wish celebrity on anybody. Like that fame, yeah. It's so hard to know who to trust.
Yeah.
Like to find a relationship. Yeah. To like, because people want stuff from you.
Yeah.
All of a sudden now you have this value. They see value in you. Yeah. That's not the inside value.
Yeah.
It's the pocketbook value.
Yeah.
And then they'll drop, but they're really good at typically at being super manipulative, and it's really sad.
And then you don't know who, like, I don't know, like, where did I see you outside? Remember you were upstairs writing and I was downstairs recording.
I was at my office. So my office is above, that was the.
Did you meet her when you were wearing the loafers? Does she know about those?
100% knows about those.
Yeah. She's into it.
No.
They grew on me.
They grew on it. Yeah. The loafers, they're like, what are they, a pair of like loafers, but they're plastic. They're like Croc loafers.
They're like Croc material in a loafer design.
They're nice though.
Yeah. I think they're fire.
Right. So you were up there riding. Cause like, this is what I was going to ask you. Like when COVID happened and everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And I was in rehab. I got out of rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And my kind of like therapist or like friends or like, they're like, it's not probably good for you to like put out content, but I go, can I make it?
Oh,
and they go, yeah, dude. And I go, I'm good then. Can I?
And you can look back later and edit it, or
maybe it might come out, it might never come out. But I was like, can I make stuff? And they go, yeah, go for it. And I go, all right,
especially coming out of that, you got to be busy.
And that's like, with like music, you're like if everything was gone, like we did a comedy show for like during COVID, like at Zany's, like for like 12 people.
Just let me open up for you. I think I got 10 minutes.
Oh, dude, say less. You want to?
I think so.
You got to have a guitar, though.
100%. I'm not going to play it. I'm just going to have that thing just lingering in front and wait for them to think.
Could you imagine a comedy show and somebody comes out with a guitar?
Guitar never plays it.
Oh, it never plays it.
You know what I mean? Thank y'all so much. Yes, fire.
Whatever, the guitar. No, but like, you're like, you go, hopefully we make some money. Hopefully somebody popular cuts this track. Hopefully I get a deal. Hopefully whatever. But at the, like, I always tell that Jerry Seinfeld story about it when he was sitting on his back porch with his buddy eating milk and cookies. Jerry Seinfeld said something. So this video was like 7 years old, said something so funny. The guy spit out his milk and cookies and Jerry goes, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Like that feeling was so good. Like, hopefully your stuff.
Songwriting. That happened to me. The first song I ever wrote was when my grandma passed away and I didn't know how to talk about her. So I just wrote about it and I'd never performed in front of anybody.
Yeah.
I just got up there and did it, man. And I wrote a song.
Wait, you played at the funeral?
I played at the funeral in the church.
A song that you wrote?
Yeah. It's called Angel in Training. And like I spun it later to how like, you know, one day I'll be an angel in training. But she was like, you know, whatever.
And how old
were
you?
It affected people that I didn't know, and they wrote, you know? And that was like, to me, that was her gift to me on the way out. Hey, by the way, you can do this.
Yeah.
And yeah, they wrote me letters being like, you just summed up a very special woman's life and the time that you did that song. And I didn't know them, you know what I mean? So that was like, maybe I have an ability.
Maybe there might be something here.
Yeah.
And you... It's like saying, hey, you can't have a record deal. You can't, you're like, can I make songs? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And you go, all right.
Make content.
That's that. Yeah. Can I make, I've also always said like the stuff in here, can I get it out?
That's right.
That's it. Now I hope people like it if it don't, but like I enjoyed.
But it can't build up.
No, it can't build up. Go. Yeah, it's got to go. It's got to get out.
It's like it's like almost like a shredded cheese, you know, you gotta, cheese grater.
It's just, and it, like I put out. Like somebody told me about that cauliflower sandwich at Chick-fil-A. They were releasing a new sandwich, a cauliflower sandwich.
That joke?
Dead serious. Yeah. And I go, I got to go.
Why is it cauliflower?
He missed that joke.
I didn't get it. I'm trying to get it still.
I got you. But I was like, I got to go. Like I wrote all these jokes about the sandwich and I was like, I got to go make this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope... I don't know.
Have you made it already?
Yeah, I made it. Yeah. Thanks for watching it. I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for the support.
She'll validate. I did not social much, but I'm real bad about it. She's like, because
you're present in your relationship.
Well, I'm just absent in Instagram. I've never been good at it. I feel weird posting.
I don't want
anything to be up. Some like when I'm like proud of something, it feels backhanded.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like real bad about it. And she's on to me about being better about it.
Yeah.
Because
don't make her sound like on to you. No, like no, she's no. like an like no, a, yeah, to, she has a lot of rules.
About, no, not at all. We're about she's to put out music.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was like, this the way you're doing it's probably not going to fly. So
oh.
I was like,
well, she does it for a living.
She's
so she
great. Yeah, she knows, yeah, she has her balance. She's not doing it at all right now. She's not on it at all.
She's off. Yeah, she's taking some time off.
What time? What? But did you start from the beginning of February? Just that? Was just that a couple days in?
She looks at her. She's a countdown clockable. And she can
five more days.
Yeah. Hey, but when I am on it, I just I can feel her eyes on it, just like catching up real quick.
What's going on over here? Yeah. She's like, hey, give me your phone really quick.
Well, hey, we got the number one song in the country right now, though, too.
You
can
do.
We just, can we give him
why don't we say that about that? Yeah. Who does?
And so thinking about this, too, I was just blown away by the Sam Hunt performance at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, like, because it made me just very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, dude, it just made me uncomfortable. You could just kind of feel the enemy on that.
Oh, yeah.
And the song's called Unholy.
Okay.
Right? So, and anyway.
Sam Smith. Yeah,
what
did I say? Yeah.
Dude, Sam Hunt. Sam Hunt.
I was like, wow, I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, I was like, I go, go
sorry,
ahead.
Sorry, Sam.
Yeah, did you like, catch that?
I was trying to yell at me.
Oh, dang.
I was like, what did I miss like,
whoa,
here,
we're
dude.
Buddies. What? Okay. Abort. Okay.
Code 6.
Okay. The Sam.
Now
Sam
I know why
Smith.
It made you uncomfortable.
Yeah. So
now I get it.
Okay. We just said we love Sam Hunt.
Yeah, we do love Sam. Sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud.
Sam Smith.
Unholy. That performance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like. So this song that's out now is called Thank God. It's just. That wasn't performing the Grammys, but to see it on the pop charts and see it kind of climb in.
You're talking about Kane's song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the song with his wife.
Correct.
And you wrote that.
I did.
We should have said that at the beginning. Dude.
You
want to
hear that story?
My bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Morgan Wallen's at my house the day before this, right?
Okay.
We have been out. He is in the, he wants to buy a bow. He's getting into hunting.
Bow and arrow. Yeah. I said crossbow, but yeah, bow and arrow.
So he wants to buy a bow, but he's never bought one. I was like, come, you know, draw mine back and feel it out. There's this piece that connects cables. It's a plastic piece. It's not $10.
Okay.
But when he let it down, it snapped, and it's impossible to shoot the bow without it. Okay. And it's only $10, but it's a 2-week wait. I have a hunt 2 days from that moment. And that's already been planned and. I have that right that next day. So I'm like, I got to get this bow fixed. Well, then the artist that we were supposed to write with that day canceled morning of, which is just devastating when you get that morning of. Like they probably knew the day before, but
that's like a lot of comedy shows are like that. Cause it's so like, once you get, you're like, oh yeah, I want to be on it. But once it comes down to it, there's a lot of last minute cancellations in comedy.
Yeah. There's a lot of similar personalities in these two. Yeah. Anyway, but I was like, I'm going to go anyway, because I looked it up. My bow place is 35 minutes away.
Okay.
The place I'm writing at is 38.
Okay.
That same direction.
Okay.
They're literally 3 minutes apart. So I have to go buy a new bow. I'm like, get the new piece for that. Sell this one. Set me up the new one, because I got to leave this evening.
Yeah.
And they did. And we were there 48 minutes. It had already been started and didn't have a second verse.
They were already writing when you got there.
Kyle Fishman had sent it to Josh Hogue.
Okay.
And had the chorus written.
Okay.
So and the first verse, I think.
Yeah.
So it just needed a second verse. And I just tweaked that. But he did, you do, because he knew, thank God. That little setup.
Thank God. I can't do it. I can't sing.
Thank God all the time, because we'll say like, thank God, and then we'll sing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
It sticks.
And you liked it that like, what's that like to see somebody pick that up and then it rise on the charts?
Man. Okay. So it's so crazy because this song, I never even sent it to her. I knew it was hooky, right? But almost maybe there was a part of like, I didn't feel fully a part of it because I didn't start it. It wasn't my idea, right? We didn't start from the bones. I just got to jump in on something that had already started. Now, I've had a lot of people do that with my, I've never been on that side of it.
Yeah.
So maybe I just didn't, but to be like definitely the biggest song I've had.
Bigger than the Jake Owen song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Just because of its, it's on the hot AC charts and pop charts. Yeah. And that's a whole nother.
That's a whole nother thing. Would you ever, it's a weird, like the accolades for that stuff is kind of like weird. Cause like, I'm trying to think of a situation. Like my face is on the mural at Zany's. Like if you drive past Zany's, my face is like up on the thing.
That's big, bud.
So whenever I drive by there with someone, it's right by my house. Yeah. It's like a quarter mile from my house. I go, I'm not going to, like, if you hear your song at a Chili's or at the airport, to sit there and just be like, yo, I wrote this. Like, that feeling, that situation has to have happened to you 1,000 times. When you hear...
Certain times, they're really special.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But they're never not special.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference is like, I never know when it's coming. So when you drive by, you know that's... you know.
I know. Well, I turn at the exit at Wedgwood. Because I was with my girlfriend's parents. And we're sitting at the light at Wedgwood. I was like... And it's like if I was in like a healthy place, I will not say anything about it. When I don't need any kind of, so you're sitting there.
But it is valid. I mean, it's not validation. It's like, these are good things to be celebrated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you see,
you're driving into town, like wherever you're going, and then you see you on a billboard that you're to a town you've never been, but you see you, that would be the similar.
Because, hey, look.
Oh, that comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're sitting somewhere I don't want to be disrespectful to your music. I go to doctor's office waiting room. You're like, dude, don't put me in the doctor. Like, put me somewhere cool. Where's a cool place to be heard?
We'll take any of it. We'll take any
Or like, you ever been out and heard somebody playing it? Like that type of thing.
That's actually pretty cool.
Oh, like on Broadway.
I've heard Homemade out. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's new though.
It's newer, yeah. So you don't really go to Broadway.
That's like you sitting in the back of like a Whiskey Row or somewhere. Like, hey, you come up and you're like, hey, I wrote that. You're like, oh, dude.
Anywhere you hear it. And it's funny, like, we've had two moments in our lives where that song came on while we were praying and like,
what? Yes. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
And I need to pray more.
And it was almost like, it was like,
your specials just start playing randomly.
Then we start getting emotional. It's royalties.
Yeah.
No, we weren't. It was just like, it was almost
like this.
It was almost like, you know, one of them God winks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
the Lord was like, kind of like
God winks.
I believe in those for sure.
Oh yeah. And I think they're crucial when we've had two of those moments.
Yeah.
With that song. And I only heard it like 6 times.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
But yeah, that song's ended up being really special and it's definitely life changing.
Yeah. Because you're rich now. That's what you're saying?
Not yet.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Not yet. We're going to give it all away.
Yeah. Well, doesn't it, okay, you don't have to say that. Jason Isabel the song.
Dude. We just,
nobody's going to get that joke except for me and you. Dude. Nobody's going to get that joke.
How are you speaking of that? Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm probably going to mess it up, but I have a Twitter, but I don't get on it.
Yeah.
But somebody showed me this thing where Jason Isabel's posted something about.
With Parker McCollum.
Yes, like, oh, the Morgan Wallen song?
Dude, did you see that?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so look up the Jason, Parker McCollum, Jason Isabel tweet.
Bro, that's
it's just.
That's fire.
All right. And I don't know either. I don't take an aside.
It's funny.
Look at this. Let's see. Just look up images, maybe. I don't know if it'll come up. Nah, it's not on there. Yeah.
He's already been canceled.
Who has?
Parker, I guess.
Go back to the news. I could summarize it.
Yeah, what was it?
So Jason Isabel said, hey, if I ever got to play at the halftime of the Super Bowl, I'd play Cover Me Up and then a ballad of like some instrumental ballads. And Parker McCollum quote tweeted it and goes, you mean the Morgan Wallen song?
So Jason Isabel wrote it by himself.
Yeah.
Just, you're not going to find it on the news. I don't think so. No. But just Ernest. I saw it from Ernest. I was like, just.
I thought it was great.
Brutal. And I'm not choosing a side on either. It's just like, very.
He can't get bummed about that. That's a great.
Very petty. Yeah.
Morgan made good on that song.
Yeah. Everybody made good on that song. Right. Everybody made good on that song. Yeah. Well, what is it? How does it work if everybody gets writer credit and you're in there, but you just came in, you were late. You came in on the last verse.
Wasn't late. It was just that's when they'd already had something started and they invited me in.
Isn't Dick Down in Dallas have like 17 writers? Like, what are y'all doing over there?
No clue. But I guess everybody,
the pen around.
Everybody needed a hometown shout out.
But. Oh yeah. He's like, dude, I live in Austin.
Yeah.
Get in here, dude.
It's like those old hip hop remixes where it was like eight names, like featuring.
It's a lot of features. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. We're just featuring cities.
Yeah. So is it like, I had a buddy that worked in sales, but like worked in like the biggest sales. And like he would sell something like like once every like 18 months, he would get one sale. Like we have sale, we have like concert ticket sales, like thousands a day. Like to get one sale every, it's like stressful for his like mental health. Cause he's like,
what is he selling?
Like it, like a computer software to the military.
Oh.
So like, how does it work with songs? Is like to get one, like to get a big, like, is it, does he, do you start to, cause I feel like if I don't have a viral video 2 and 3 and 4 weeks in, I start to get like a little bit heavy.
It's
about
a great
it.
Question.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because I always compare, like, if you think about like somebody that landscapes or yeah. that's a carpenter, when they're done, they're that job or that
it's
day,
done. Yeah.
you can look and see what you accomplished. Like it's, and for somebody being hard of hearing, visual is pretty crucial to me. But like when I get
we
done,
call it impaired. Okay. We don't call it hard of hearing.
Shoot. Okay.
Yeah, just be a little bit more sensitive to the our your community. Just be more sensitive to your community.
Yes, sir.
Wait, what did they say? How do they say it?
I don't know. We have a hard time talking to each other.
Big communication breakdowns.
Wait, it used to be called hearing impaired. Now it's not.
I don't know what it's called. I just can't hear very well.
You know, they don't have like in the NBA, they don't have the disabled list.
Mm-hmm.
They have like the. It's not called disabled mm-hmm. or in baseball. It's not the disabled list anymore. Injured reserve.
So I thought it was always the IR.
No, maybe I'm. It's not the disabled list. It's not DL.
You're right. They switched it.
Yeah, because it's
it was DL for a long time.
Anyway, keep going. I interrupt you. You're like, this is a really great, important, emotional story. And I go, let me get a joke. Yeah. Sorry, dude. My bad.
It's funny, though. And she will validate this. By the way, she can fluently speak sign language, nice. Like which I'm going to have to eventually learn.
That's
she's already
true,
ready.
Yeah.
100% accurate. Yeah.
She's not lying. All right.
But you know what she said to me the other day? She's like, it was early on in a relationship. I'm insecure about that. I can't hear. I have to say, what, a lot. Excuse
okay,
me.
Yeah.
Leaning in the ear, getting to the good side. And she was like, that I'm the best listener she's ever known because I have to be right here. I don't get any.
Oh, you got to look at the mouth.
I have to. Exactly.
Yeah.
I have to be fully engaged. There's no, we don't have casual conversation.
You can't. Yeah. Go on, yeah.
And she was like, that's the best gift you could give me. And I was like, marry me.
That's it. Say less.
And she said,
I was on.
You said, I'm only going to get better.
Yeah. I was on a date.
Give it time. Just wait, man.
I'm going to become a better listener.
I'm going to be the best listener.
Yeah, we go.
I was on a date one time with a girl. This is in, I was probably 20, I don't know, 4 or something like that. And I go, we were like walking, and like a comic just says what he thinks kind of, and it gets me in trouble a lot of times. But I go, are you like, I don't know how exactly I said it. I go, are you like walking with a limp or so, or like, are you like, and it wasn't like, I didn't sound a jerk about it. But you know, she goes, yeah, I have like cerebral palsy, like in like a very, very small percentage of it. She's like, thanks for like.
You say cerebral?
Yeah. No, or what
I'm
is
a cerebral
it?
Guy.
Cerebral.
Cerebral. Yes, that's cerebral well. Palsy. That's like a, yeah. Cerebral palsy. She goes, I have a it's very, a- very slight palsy. And now we could be like, okay. And then the date was, it was like, you know, because like it's an insecurity of yours mm-hmm. about, hey, you're just like, hey, I can't hear very good. So like sometimes, and then we go, like in golf, you did that. When we were playing, right at the beginning, you go, hey, I can't hear very good, so just like yell out or just, and then I go, all right, good.
Yeah.
Let's play.
And also, it turns out that I had not the worst handicap that day.
Also that. Also that. Yeah, yeah. But
it was a hearing joke.
Yeah. Anybody?
Also strokes game.
Keely had you
strokes
on that
game.
One. Yeah, strokes game. But if you could, like, if you do you say it?
I just got it.
Do I say what?
Do you
say,
like when you meet new people or do you just kind of go?
I almost have to because depending on the environment.
Yeah.
So if there's a lot of background noise, a bar, restaurant, crowd.
No wonder you don't go to Broadway. Yeah.
So, it's awful. I can't communicate.
Yeah.
Like not, it's a real effort anyway. It's a strain. Plus it hurts my ears. I'm sensitive to some sounds.
Yeah.
So, but I have to lean in a lot. So I have to kind of, you know, acknowledge it so they know I'm not getting weird on a creepy lean in.
Oh, yeah. You or hanging at the beginning. She's like, oh, you're so sweet. You're like, no, sorry, I'm not trying to. I just can't hear.
Our first meet was at a concert. We talked minimal, and it was probably the best thing for me. I really dodged a bullet there. Yeah.
Wait, finish the story about okay, the. Yeah. This is very. You guys, a great question about.
About when you get one to pop.
And then you don't have one that pops for a while.
When you hit a drought like that.
So you don't.
I asked Ashley Gorley this and he goes, I've never had one not pop. Because I never heard of that.
Can't relate. Like, well, I think it took him like 8 years before he got his first one. Oh, and then I don't think he's never not had one brewing at all times since then.
Well, I imagine whatever pressure you feel or what I feel, the artists feel it 10 times more than the writers or no.
Depends on which artist. Well, I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah, but it's different.
But that pressure's there for sure.
It's what's on everybody. It's on everybody.
It's the follow-up.
Every job.
You're only as good as your next song. I mean, honestly. And this is a what have you done for me lately? And nobody cares that you had a Garth Brooks number one hit back then. Are you good now?
Yeah, no.
Have you developed with the music? Because music's ever evolving.
And so those people, do you find it? People, how long have you been in the game?
If we're not counting, we're just down here.
Yeah.
11 years, maybe 12.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, I think I probably had 30 major label cuts.
Really?
And maybe five or six singles, and two of those went and the rest didn't even go past 30.
Yeah. I got a chart. I got that green is what my jokes that are like currently active. It's about 5 pages. Yellow is like currently jokes that are like 15 pages. And then red jokes that have tried that are out is probably 600 pages. You know, meaning really? Like these are the jokes that are like
you catalog it like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm just blown away every time that. Every time I try one, it doesn't work. Now sometimes I try one last night and I go, maybe Lydia was like, that's just confusing. Mm. And because I go, I went to not to railroad this conversation, but I went to Monday Night Raw at Bridgestone Arena like 2 weeks ago, and like dudes were like wrestling in like Speedos.
That's right.
And we're like, this is awesome.
That's right.
This is awesome and not gay.
They sure are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, this is awesome. A bunch of dudes watching. This is awesome and not gay. Mm-hmm. And then like two girls wrestled. We're like, yeah.
All of a sudden there's something sexual.
I go, wait.
Guys in the ring, no. Girls in the ring, though.
I go, I go, it's a weird.
We're putting
that on. And I did the joke
it.
And it didn't really.
Oh, that's good.
There's something there.
Yeah, I go.
Yellow.
It's. It didn't work. But everybody was like, huh.
Yeah.
And that's all
so
you really need.
The concept's there, right.
Yeah. So, because Lydia would go, because she is called New Material Monday every Monday at Zany's. And I go, why? We were all like, yeah, not gay. And then like two girls were like, yeah, like not me. Like everybody were like, how does that same outfits? Like this guy's in a Speedo, they're pinning each other, and we're like, this isn't gay at all.
Yeah.
And then like two girls were like, it might be. Yeah. It's like, and everybody was like, what? But they did think it was like, I tried this joke where I go, like I go, makes a noise if you grew up religious. And like in Nashville in the South, everybody cheers, right? And I go, some people aren't anymore, but like I'm not, people don't respect, you know, it's like the fear of the Lord when you were a kid, but like now nobody like respects God. I was like, I'm still like I'll go to Hooters, but like, I'll still pray before my meal. Like, and everybody's like, yeah, like when I say like, oh my God, I put an SH on the end, like just in case, just in case he's like, was there an SH on there? Like I'm saying, oh my gosh. Or, like I see rappers with like with women and like drinking and they have like the cross necklace. I go, I wouldn't do that. And everybody was like, yeah, dude, that's like the first time it's ever come out of my mouth. So then like, I'll write that one out.
Work the kinks out.
Yeah. But that's the first time it's ever been told.
So if you get the reaction of like, they get the head tilt, you're like, it just needs to be delivered different,
or it just needs to go.
That's fine.
Yeah,
because the wrestling thing's funny to me.
I don't know what the words. It's like same with the music.
Like I might know the hook or how the song, I don't know how to get to it.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've tried a joke? Have there been ones that you've just forced for months on air?
No, years.
Really?
That I go, I'm not giving up on this joke, and everybody's like, we don't like this.
It's not funny.
We hate this.
Yeah. Red. It's a red.
No. Put this. Retire this. I go, I'm not retire. Well, because red, I have a document. Because nobody would say like any. Don't delete it.
Yeah.
Because like old songs, it might not have been.
If you look through my like hook book,
still in there.
Scroll.
Nice.
Majority of them are garbage.
Majority. Yeah. But you have to get that out.
I've already scrolled through for years.
You have to get that out to get to the next
I'll
one.
Hit it. 2 years later and it'll hit me different.
Yeah.
And inspire something. So
yeah,
you gotta be, I can't delete anything.
And the bad, not the bad ones. I don't call any of them bad, but it helps you get to the ones.
So that's true. And also, I've written over 1,000 songs probably.
My goodness.
You know what I mean?
Shit. Yeah.
And a lot of the ones I loved that I just thought were like just crafted.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Same. Same. Right? Yeah.
And not that I don't love the song. I don't care about it, but yeah. I'm there for an hour for thank God. And it's the biggest song of my career.
That's the biggest song of your career.
Oh yeah.
And it's currently number one.
It's 21 on pop on top 40, which is my another thing. Gosh, you know, dude, what I mean?
That is a monster.
That's another
why? Thing. Because of Kane?
Kane. And I think that they have such a following of like hashtag relationship goals.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like people see that and want.
People don't understand how big Kane Brown singer. Is. Kane Brown is huge.
He's a monster.
Did we play basketball at his house the other day?
He's a monster.
Not to flex. The only reason I say that, because I go, what are all these jerseys? He goes, oh, I played every NBA arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, dude. What? Like he
he's
had
a
every
great ball player.
Every
too.
Yeah, he had. He had. Every,
got a, he shoots a little low, but he's got a great. But he can play.
He was in the Celebrity All-Star Game.
How'd he do?
I don't know.
How'd
but
you
he was
do?
In it. I wasn't in it. Dude, thanks for bringing that up.
Shoot.
Yeah, they didn't bring me, but maybe next year. But he goes, oh yeah, I play like people. You don't like.
That's crazy.
People sleep on Kane Brown.
Yeah.
No, I guess they don't.
No, I don't think so.
But it's like he wouldn't put like Kane Brown at like, but you go, I'm pretty sure he sold out Staples Center like three times.
Wasn't he just he was the
Kane
first?
Brown is a monster.
Was I want to say Billboard Music.
Yeah.
Country artist ever play. I don't remember. It was one of those.
My goodness.
Yeah. Or American Music Awards. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he was the first country artist ever to play it live. He's a monster.
Kane Brown's a monster. We love him. All right. Go straight. What do you want to tell everybody? You want to go stream the song? Thank God. Written by Jared Mullins.
I don't know.
That's not what you came on here to promote.
Yeah,
you're like,
hey, I don't make
it. You're like, hey, John.
I don't make it for me. I'll stream.
You can't.
We'll edit that for West Coast.
I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean?
We'll edit it for West Coast.
Oh, like if we were doing it live, we'd have like an hour to
wait. We'd cut it out.
It would play it on the West Coast.
Well, I don't
know. After.
I really don't know how news works. But
practically, that joke doesn't make sense. Because you could edit for Eastern time. She said you love that joke. Sorry.
I was real excited.
She's
about
laughing
it.
At you that it's getting dismantled.
I said if I mess up, I'm going to say we'll edit that for West Coast.
Yeah. All right. We'll tell everybody to go stream your stuff. Is your whole catalog anywhere?
It's pretty scattered. I gotta actually look into that.
Oh yeah, you gotta look.
We got catalog sale stuff coming up, and like I gotta find a lot of it. But
oh yeah,
man, thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming by, dude. You're the man.
Let's do it. Can we do it next time, like in the evening?
We'll see you on Broadway.
Your boy ain't a morning guy.
Oh yeah, and you got stuff to do, bro.
I got materials to do. But
all right, buddy. Good to see you.
You too, man.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.